Over the last few weeks, I've been introducing you to the building finalists for the PowerH Impact Award. Each of these people nominated for their contagious attitude for education by parents and students and colleagues. This week, I want to introduce you to the finalists from Holland Middle School and Holland High School. Up first is Derek Orme, a history teacher at Holland Middle School.
It's fulfilling. I mean, that's why I get up and do what I do every single day, you know, is the fulfillment of the work. And, you know, my biggest thing is, getting people to really understand their place in the community and what that means for them, and understanding that we're part of a community here at Holland Middle School. So, you know, I believe in impacting the community. I thought, you know, I've been an idealist for most of my life. And, you know, that impact that I feel on a daily basis is one of those things that I can see when I'm out in the community, you know what I mean? And being a part of the community, my kids being part of the Holland Public community, all of that stuff works together. And when you see it on that kind of larger level, it's pretty neat. And you just really feel connected to the community for sure.
Tracy Conley teaches art at the middle school.
I love teaching and I love art. I love kids and I love seeing their excitement when you show up for them. When I student taught, I still keep in touch with my cooperating teacher, and she always said to me, we have the greatest jobs in the world. We get to change kids' lives. So when I got nominated, I messaged her and told her I got nominated, and I told her how I remembered her telling me that, and it's still true. We have the greatest jobs to change kids' lives.
Our next two building finalists work both at the middle school and the high school. Kay O'Neill is the orchestra teacher at both buildings.
It's very shocking, you know, coming back out of retirement, just thinking I'm going to be here to help bolster the program, get things on track, and to have the work acknowledged like this was quite a treat. The way I try to teach is I try to always maintain a calm presence. Music should never be an intense, threatening, fearful thing. I try to make sure all members feel valued, whether they're sitting first chair or farther down the section. And I try to instill that we're all a team and that the first needs to be considered, concerned about the chair person in the last seat, because we all affect each other, much like, you know, our lives. We all are connected in some way.
And Andrea Wiersma is the director of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing program at both the middle school and high school.
When I started at this district 20 years ago, there was a lot that I recognized needed changed for the betterment of the deaf and hard of hearing students. And I think that passion really became stronger when I proposed the ASL classes to the board 10 years ago and really got the board to buy into having ASL as a foreign language, to get more of the hearing kids able to communicate with the deaf and hard of hearing, providing that language-rich environment so people themselves can communicate directly with my students, and providing that opportunity to build those relationships. And that's where our students grow, is when they have those direct connections and those direct relationships, and that's where my passion lies.
Dan Talganoff is a government and history teacher at Holland High School.
For me, I feel like it's something that it's a passion of mine. I love seeing kids get involved in wanting to make change in their communities. And so government and history were kind of the classes I wanted to teach so that I could see kids do that. And watching them not just learn, but being able to use the information in their lives is why I do it. Humbling, to be honest. It's one of those things that you don't teach necessarily for the recognition, but it's nice to hear it from somebody out there that you're making a difference and doing something impactful.
And Kayla Gearings is a special education teacher at Holland High School.
I believe everybody has the ability to do great things and to be a full member of society. And I love working with individuals that often get underestimated, and watching them excel and become great. Well, it's never boring. It's always exciting. There's got great stories because every kid has a big personality. And even if they have big challenges, it's wrapped in a kid, and that kid has goals and dreams and value, which makes it fun and exciting.
Each of these building finalists have already won $500. One person from each building will be selected by their colleagues. That person will receive a $1,000 check. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to introduce you to the district finalists. There'll be six of them, and then we'll go to the community and ask for a winner from those six. That person will receive a $5,000 award, that all being funded by an anonymous donor and by the Holland Educational Foundation. If you want to learn more about the Power H Impact Award and meet some of the great folks who have been nominated, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.